23 hours.
Deposit or drone dilemma. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No, I need your my physical meeting. You chat about some members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, but just got better. Saving in a trap, I'm just got better. The SMB group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Chunga police post commissioned in African news. Gunmen kill 9 in South Africa tavern attack. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Lusaka Province Minister Sheom Ryata has commissioned the new reconstructed Chunga Police Post in Matero constituency. Speaking when she officially handed over the facility, Ms. Ryata called on the residents to take full ownership of the 890,000 Kwacha CDF funded project. The minister further disclosed that the police post has been stocked with office equipment valued at 150,000 kwacha to strengthen security operations in the area. She has also reiterated her government commitment towards bringing services closer to the people. And speaking on behalf of the community, a resident, Analishebo Wamulima, expressed happiness over the commissioning of the police post, saying it will help enhance security in Chunga and the surrounding areas. Some residents of Arusaka Zangombe Kasisi area have expressed a concern over the continued reported cases of a rape of intoxicated women at a named bar in that community. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, The residents disclosed that a number of women who patronize the said named nightclub have on several occasions found themselves in unknown places, allegedly raped by unknown people. The concerned residents have since appealed to the police to intensify patrols in an effort to curb criminal activities that have become rife in that community. And efforts to get a comment from the area councillor failed by broadcast time. A civic leader from Mokoshi Zakalonga Ward, David Sikazwe, has expressed a concern over the poor state of our roads in the area. He noted that the deteriorating condition of our roads has continued to trouble residents, making movement difficult, especially during this rainy season. Mr. Sikazwe explained that residents are frustrated because the local council has either moving machinery that could be used to grade the roads, yet little has been done to address the problem. He said the situation has negatively affected daily activities and access to essential services within the ward. He has since called on the local council to urgently grade the roads in Kalonga Ward, stating that improved road infrastructure would ease the transportation challenges and enhance the general well-being of people in the district.
And yet we were assured that by this time, imisebonga walitashani, badi wame. Quite all right, we appreciate government yadi chita promise kwewa chikuka wa 3.5 million ya kushitira mo, shuwe okuma graders. Tuwadishitama 8 moving machine pa kanzo. Now the question people are asking, mwushefi jefima machine tuwa kwa atapada pa kanzo, ni chito nishifibomba. Because mwulesa ngu kwewa chi, every word is complaining, imisebota, tashiri wino. Mwula nduwa kwewa chi, infura na ilokesha sana, mumu koshi. We are still waiting for 2025 grading of roads. Up to today, nothing is happening. When we approach management, baranda fiati wakesa. This is now December. Nomba muri wakesa. Ni next year nangunidisa.
The Zambian Governance Foundation, ZGF, says it will next year extend a five-year institutional funding through the Civil Society Strengthening Fund, CSSF, to a total of 38 civil society organizations. Speaking during the end-of-year media engagement in Lusaka, ZGF Executive Director Ngwase Mwale disclosed that each organization will receive average funding worth 2,500,000 kwacha over the five-year period. Ms. Mwale said this represents a total average investment of 100 million kwacha in Zambia's civil society sector. She stated that this commitment reflects her organization's belief that strong institutions at community and district level are essential to Zambia's decentralization agenda, to effective service delivery, and to accountable governance. And Ms. Mwale stated that ZGF's work in 2025 also reaffirms the importance of anchoring development in communities themselves. She explained that this is the reason ZGF has continued to work with 9 community foundations in Rufunsa, Chisamba, Chugombo, and Luangwa, with potential to cascade to other provinces once lessons are learned.
Each organization will receive average funding worth 2,500,000 kwacha over the five-year period. That is the total over the five-year period. This represents a total investment within the 38 civil society organizations of almost 100 million kwacha, which will be pumped into Zambia's civil society sector. Not everyone, not throughout the country, but we are guided by our resource envelope, but also the